from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Student protests against Israeli action in Gaza continuing on college campuses nationwide. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more.
Across the country, more than 400 people were detained yesterday on dozens of campuses. At Ohio State University, police in riot gear approaching hundreds of protesters, some of them fighting with officers. Dozens of people detained as pro-Palestinian protesters demand schools divest from companies that profit from ties to Israel. Protesters near Chicago now setting up tents at Northwestern University. Officials say school policy prohibits the encampment, but protesters formed a human chain to prevent police from pushing through.
Today was the deadline given to clear pro-Palestinian encampment at Columbia University. Students are still there. Analysis to prevent President Trump's claim of absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for actions taken while in office. That was the discussion at the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday. Here's ABC senior national correspondent Terry Moran.
It's clear that at the end of the day here, the justices, majority of them, want presidents to have some protection from prosecution, but not as much as Trump wants. And that likely means a complicated opinion, more litigation in the lower courts, and an almost certain delay of any trial in this case until after the November election.
Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker to be cross-examined in Donald Trump's hush money trial today. Could Harvey Weinstein's California 2022 rape conviction be overturned like his New York conviction was?
Weinstein's lawyer in that case claims his client faced the same fundamental unfairness, saying the judge let the jury hear about four uncharged allegations of sexual assault and adding the case should be reversed for the same reasons the New York case was reversed.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing amid a renewed focus, both leaders say, on U.S.-China relations. You're listening to ABC News. Work is underway now off the coast of Gaza on a pier to get more humanitarian aid in. The Pentagon leading the project. Brigadier General Pat Ryder says there was a mortar attack in the general vicinity. However,
the incident in no way delays our efforts to establish the maritime corridor.
Officials are hoping to have it done in a couple of weeks. Half a world away, an historic pier in California engulfed by flames. The fire at the wharf just outside San Diego starting in a building that used to be a diner. Under arrest now in Nevada, a couple accused of keeping their child in a cage.
Misty and Jeffrey Scanlon are accused of child abuse and neglect. After their children went missing for a week, a truancy officer was sent to the home and heard a child screaming. When police responded and went inside, they say they found a large enclosure in the living room with metal bars and locked doors like a jail cell with an 11-year-old boy inside wearing only a diaper. Police say there was feces around the house, on the floors and walls, and trash all over, and locks on the children's bedrooms. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Some Ring doorbell owners will be taking part of a $5.6 million settlement. The FTC had accused Ring of violating customer privacy by sharing doorbell videos without permission. And there may be a big change coming on Southwest Airlines. It's known for flying without assigned seats. But after posting a first quarter loss, the CEO of Southwest says it's opening the door to creating a first class section. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.